fair to compare Fifi, Ben and Nick, but compare builders and you'll find the answer is Fairhaven Homes. The fair choice. Visit fairhavenhomes.com.au.
Hey, did you see this great video that went viral of a nurse trying to get the attention of a police officer? So the video has been released from CCTV footage. The police officer, he's sitting there somewhere in Australia, we're just not sure where, and he's just sitting there in a patrol car, and a nurse has obviously come out of the hospital where she was working, and it's a very obvious fall to get the attention of the handsome. And he races to her.
Yes.
It's a classic damsel in distress,
yes,
wanting to get the attention of the handsome, and it worked beautifully. We're not sure what's happening.
They're together?
Well, no, because it's sort of gone viral, but we don't really know the ins and outs of it. Love to get to the bottom of it.
Now, you've done this before.
Yes, I have.
You've done this before. Tell the boys.
It's a funny story. Actually, before I tell the story, 131060, we'd love to hear your stories. How have you gotten someone's attention? Or have you played the damsel in distress? Or dame? No, what's the male word? Damsel?
The male word is like for us three. We just walk in somewhere.
There'll also be a
finger gun
word,
and a shucker.
Anyway, the person in distress. There we go. The person in distress. Now, many years ago, I was at Monash Uni, and in the quadrangle between the quad, near the cafeteria, we just sit there. My friends and I would sit there, and I had a bit of a crush on a Richmond footballer at the time, and he was there studying economics or I can't remember what.
Standard footy plaster.
Needed it.
He was sitting up in the cafe looking down with his mates at the quadrangle. So my friends and I were sitting there and we're like, oh, he and his mates, they're just up there looking down at the quadrangle. And, okay, me at 18, 19, I didn't really have a great sense of the male-female flirtation thing. I didn't know what you needed to do to get a guy's attention. I was very late to the party.
Which you now know is just walk up to him.
Yeah. Or maybe be a bit, I don't know, flirtatious, do something that guys would like. So I thought, he's a footballer, I like him, I'll play footy.
Oh, wow.
How wrong could I be?
Well, try to do a Taylor Harris and just tore your hammy?
Instead of fluttering my eyelashes and, you know, flicking my hair. So I said to one of my friends, hey, what we'll do is, you kick the ball to me. I'm going to stand up on the park bench, but I want to do a specky because I think he'll really that'll impress him.
You went for a yabalit.
Yeah.
Really?
She went for a specky.
Oh, wow.
Anyway,
my
friends like handballed it to me or kicked it to me, and I've jumped up to get the ball, but I fell off the bench seat and I fell into the bushes behind and couldn't get out. Like, couldn't actually stand up because I was
out of bounds on the pool.
In the bushes. And I'm lying there upside down, stuck in these bushes, saying to my friend, Kylie, what's he doing? What's he doing? And then she's like, they're laughing.
Yeah.
Ah, that's no good. Then anyway, never even met him. No. So that was a massive fail.
I would have liked that though, I reckon, if I had gone to uni and someone tried to impress me like that because I played footy. Yeah, I would have gone, it's a bit cute.
Oh, that's
come on,
nice.
Let's go to the cafeteria. I would have brought you a soda and put you on your way.
Oh, thanks. That's very sweet for that very, you know, charitable soda.
I would have made you feel better.
Thank you.
And we would have had a chat.
We would have. Yeah. And we would have said,
what are you studying?
What,
economics?
Do you want to do radio one day?
Yeah, do you want to do radio? We'll team up.
Well, what have you done to get someone's attention? Leanne from Craigieburn. Hi, Leanne.
Hi.
Leanne, did you try to catch someone's eye and do something impressive?
Look, I didn't do it on purpose. This was an absolute accident. I had gone out a couple of years ago, well, actually, let's say about 10 years ago now, and got super drunk, having a good night with my girlfriends on a podium, and fell forward. My now partner caught me from falling on my face.
He caught you and now you're together.
Yeah.
Oh,
that is
God,
a beautiful story, Leanne. Leanne, had you noticed him that night or that was just he out of the blue caught you?
No, out of the blue, he was dancing on the podium right behind me. Thank goodness.
Oh,
well,
it's
that,
like a romance novel, sort of.
That should be. Julia Roberts is in the country. If she heard that, she'd make a movie about that. It's beautiful.
I was really happy I didn't nick myself.
Leanne, you've got an air fryer.
Yay, thank you so much, guys.
Absolute pleasure. Now, David in South Morang. Hi, David.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, David. Have you got a story about doing something?
I do.
Yeah, what have you done?
Feb will appreciate this one. I was playing football and my wife, she wasn't my wife at the time, but I would fake footy injuries to get close to her. She was a trainer at the club. Yeah.
Oh, I like that. So, David, when she'd say, okay, show me where on your ankle it's sore, did you just...
Just above the knee.
Huh. But did she go, this doesn't seem like there's a problem?
Well, I'd limp off and say my right knee was sore, and then I'd lift up the shorts on my left leg and be like, yeah, just there. She'd be like, no. Oh, I thought it was the right knee that was sore.
Hey, did it work?
Well, we're married now with two kids.
Look at you. This is good. These are good stories. And you've got an air fryer, David.
Thank you, guys.
Maria in Rye. Maria, what did you do to get someone's attention?
Well, it wasn't actually me. It was my now husband. I used to work for a bank and I was on my lunch break. And unbeknownst to me, he'd been after me for about 3 years. And he put his FPOS card in to the machine, did his PIN number wrong 3 times, walked over and said, I've lost my FPOS card in the machine. Can you get it out for me? And, yeah, we've been married now 12 years.
So he deliberately lost his FPOS card just to ask you that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
Did you go and look at his bank account to see how much money he had?
Look, he'd been known as the personal loan boy in the branch because he was pretty hot. And we didn't know his name. Blamed him personal loan boy. And I was bank chick in his group of friends.
Yeah. So, personal loan boy and bank chick. Yeah.
What was he getting personal loans for, Maria?
A car.
Oh, okay. No, fair enough.
Redhead. They're from Rye, mate.
Maria, great story. And you've got an air fryer.
Oh, thank you so much.
That's our pleasure. Well, it's Air Fryer Day. So every caller on the show, regardless of what you're ringing up for, gets an air fryer. We are talking about ways you've gotten someone's attention. Has it worked? Has it backfired? Natalie in Diamond Creek. Hi, Nat.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Yeah, good, we're Nat. Good, Nat. Keen to hear your story. Did you play the damsel in distress?
No, it's actually at a One Direction concert, and to get Harry Styles' attention, my friend actually had a prosthetic leg, so I made her take it off and I waved it around and he held it up.
He held it up?
Held it up.
Wow.
He grabbed her prosthetic leg.
No, I held it up.
Yeah. So hang on. You held it up.
Yeah, but didn't work.
Yeah. Got his attention, so it worked. Yeah.
Oh, well done, Nat.
Did he? What sort of attention did you get from Harry?
It was a bit of a weird look, but still got his attention.
Yeah,
smiled,
yeah.
So that was good.
Did your friend mind?
No, she didn't mind.
Okay, that's a great story.
I was just going to say, she was a little...
Feb went to whisper something to me and then realised my face is also in front of a microphone.
Natalie, you've won an air fryer. Well done.
Thank you, guys.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, lockdown is continuing. We know hopefully the end is in sight, 11:59 next Tuesday, but small businesses are doing it tough and the best thing we can do is get around them. And so here at the radio show, we have all week been writing commercial ads, airing them for you and not just palming them off for other people to write at the radio station. We, Fev, Nick and myself, have written them for you and we are going to continue to do it.
Fifi, Fev and Nix.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
Small business.
Small business boosting. Now, we've made some commercials this week. I don't know whether you've got some highlights of those commercials.
Got all of them if you want. Here's your first one, Fee.
6-2. 6-2, yoga and Pilates. 6-2, yoga and Pilates. .com.au.
Here was Fev's.
All about windows.com.au. That's where you find us. Hey, we come to you.
Hey.
And Nick's as well.
Maintenance, plastering and painting services. We do everything. Painting, plastering, tiling, carpentry, maintenance. We only started 2 months ago.
Okay, so head to our socials. DM us if you want your small business to have a plug on the show, like Kieran from Vintage Hustler Clothing. Hi, Kieran.
G'day, Fifi. How are you?
Very well. Kieran, what is this business you are wanting? Now, by the way, this is Fev and he'll be writing your ad. So,
the Loosh.
Yeah, the Loosh. Tell Fev all about your business, what you want in your commercial.
Hit me up, bro.
Yeah, so basically I just want you to be you, but we're just on Instagram getting our website going and we kind of sell old vintage American sports clothing, so tees and crew necks and jumpers and whatever, stuff like that, college. So we just kind of started up in lockdown and trying to make it something special.
Okay. College. So, college is a big one. College is a big one. College is big.
What
college sport?
NCAA sport.
No, it's all about American vintage tees. Like they've got stuff like NBA Jam
t-shirts. Boom Shakalaka. You would have played that back in the day, yeah. Fee.
He's from downtown. He's on fire.
Harlem Globetrotters.
No.
And the college ball. So it'd be like, say, UCLA versus Texas Longhorns or someone like that. Stanford.
Yeah.
All that sort of stuff. Is that right? Kieran?
That's exactly right. Yeah. You've done your research by the looks of this.
Yeah, I had a look at your Instagram. Your website's not really up and running quite yet.
No, we're just about to.
Yes.
We're getting that going, hopefully, in the next week.
It's a launching business. But I looked at your Instagram page. It's good. You follow me, which is great. Haven't given you a follow back yet. We'll just see how we go. All right, Kieran, leave it with me. I'm an amazing writer.
Give him an hour, Kieran.
Give me an hour. I could probably do it now. Vintage Hustler clothing.
8:30 this morning, we'll hear Fev's ad for Kieran. We'll see how it goes. Also, if you want to get involved, make sure you do message us your business, Fifi, Fev and Nick on Instagram.
Yeah, particularly businesses that are struggling, doing it tough, being hit by these things. And also, a lot of businesses can't go online. So it's really a tough time. We want to get you through this period.
101.9 The Fox. Fifi, Fev and Nick's.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
Small business.
We're helping small businesses out, particularly at this tough time. We want to keep getting you through these tough lockdowns. So we're writing you commercials and playing your ads on the air. And when I say we are Fev, Nick and myself. We, if you want to DM us or head to any of our socials and ask for an ad to be written for you, Fev, you are about to write an ad for Kieran from Vintage Hustler Clothing. Hey, Kieran.
Hey, Fee. How are you?
Good. We touched base with you an hour ago. Now, you're the client. Fev is your ad agent. Have you got something you would like to share with Kieran, Fev?
Yes, Kieran. I've been working hard. This was mine on Tuesday, and I did
All
About Windows jingle, and it went a little bit like this.
Allaboutwindows.com.au. That's where you find us. Hey, we come to you. Hey.
Got a lot of feedback, Kieran, about that. Didn't quite work, so I thought I'd go down a different path today. And I have a very special guest called One Trixie Box. So just listen out for Fifi's daughter who makes an appearance in my ad. This is a vid.
Must say, Fifi, these are each day more and more effort.
Yes.
Are going into
a lot of effort's gone into this. I've steered clear from the last one because it was a train wreck. This is your ad, Kieran, for Vintage Hustler Clothing.
Kieran and the other two started up a business. It specializes in...
So yell at American guy. American.
American.
Sports tees. Get your crew next college tees. UCLA. Hey. Stanford. Woo, woo, woo. It's coming to you soon is the new website. www.vintagehustlerclothing.com.au. Hey.
All right, there's a theme there, isn't there, Kieran?
It's a little bit
different. That's good. No, I like it, Fev. Yeah, enthusiasm, that works.
I was a lot of enthusiasm. You're an early business. You're up and running. You've got great T-shirts, and they're vintage. Who wouldn't want a Stanford T-shirt?
The NBA Jam. I want that NBA Jam T-shirt. That look great.
Nick, you might be able to hit it up.
Now, Kieran, we've also got $1,000 for you to help your business out.
Oh, Jesus, that's unreal. That's actually really appreciated. Couldn't thank you enough.
That's our pleasure, thanks, Kieran. I mean, the only thing that Fev hasn't factored in, and this is not your problem, Kieran, you take your $1,000 and run with your commercial.
Trixie costs money.
Did you speak to her mumminger about how much it would cost to have her
in
the
air? No, she spoke to her best friendinger, who's me, and I said, mate, I play all her games and I do all the things for her and I've been voice recorders on all her things. Hey, goes around in roundabouts, my friend. Pay it forward. Is that what you're saying?
Don't know.
Vintage Hustler, we come to you. Hey!
If you want to get involved, Fifi, Fev and Nick on Instagram, flick us a message. Your business could be getting an ad written this Monday.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Hey, we should be really proud. A little Australian is set to be or being dubbed the next Greta Thunberg. She is heading overseas. Actually, I'm just trying to think. didn't think anyone was allowed to leave.
Yeah.
I don't know how she's going to get back. But anyway, she's going overseas to do a TED Talk.
And if she's going to be Greta Thunberg, she would be going by boat, so that'll take a while.
Now, these TED Talks, you may be familiar with them. They're often they're speeches by some of the most or the biggest brains, yeah. Notable minds in the world, and they reach 30 million people. Now, she's 7 years old, 7 years old. She's becoming the world's youngest person to ever do a TED Talk. Her name's Molly Wright. Oh. And we can hear a little bit about what she's going to be talking about. It is very interesting, and it might make parents all think twice about screens.
What if I was to tell you that a game of peekaboo could change the world? Sounds impossible, right? Well, I'm here today to prove it's not. Hi, I'm Molly, and I'm 7. My talk today is about some powerful things you grown-ups can do that shape us as children and the adults we become. How do I know? Because my parents and people around me did them, early and often. I know not all kids are as lucky, and I would really like to help change that.
What?
Okay.
Yeah.
When do you want me to start?
What are her parents
well,
do?
Well, yeah, just
she's why an actress
are they so
and,
good? Because yeah, essentially well, this is going to tell people, she's telling people how to parent. She's yeah. 7 telling yeah. people how to parent.
Right.
I'll have a crack.
I'll just throw it to me when you're done.
Well, I've got the one more. Can I just play one more?
You can
more?
Do whatever you want.
So
then
this
I'm
is her unleash. Message to parents who are on their phones.
Every moment together is an opportunity to connect, talk and play. Imagine the difference we could make if everyone everywhere did this. To us, to children, it's so much more than just a game. It's our future. Thank you. See? Peekaboo really can change the world.
So her message, her main message is put your phones down. Make your children feel important. Don't make them feel like the phone is more important. Which is actually a pretty good. I like the message.
Are you
message.
Saying her parents? Are her parents actors? Is that?
Yeah,
what's I'm getting that vibe.
Yeah, Molly.
Yeah,
young Molly. Very cute. Very cute. Saw it on A Current Affair last night. So cute. But okay.
She was on A Current Affair.
I just don't want to get.
She wrote
training. I just don't want to get cancelled and this bit of my last day. Now, very cute. Just do kid things, Molly. You're 7. Play. When I was a kid. Right?
Mm.
My parents worked really hard. My mum used to clean toilets and go out and work all hours because my mum and dad were separated. I had no money. I and my brother used to play and amuse ourselves. I used to roll up socks and play football by myself. I didn't have a football to play with because we couldn't afford one. I went outside and played cricket. I had pretend friends that I'd play in the garden with. I was out from dusk till dawn when I wasn't at school until I got called in. Our kids these days don't do that. They don't go out and be imaginative and they've got too much to say. This is the problem with the kids these days. They
you're
have
saying the same
too
thing she's saying.
Much to say.
You're
no,
on
no,
point.
She's telling her parents to stick their phones down and play with them.
Yes,
no,
right.
No, play.
I mean, you're telling them to play by themselves.
Yeah, because you won't have a future if your mum and dad don't work.
Oh, got it. I see
Alex works hard because she's got a business. She's on her phone all the time because she's emailing and she's doing deals. She can't put her phone down just to play with the kids because she has to work.
I hear what you're saying.
Kids need to play by themselves and be imaginative and be creative and go off and do kids things and then stop telling adults what to do till you're 18 and then you have a voice. When you're 18, shut up and live.
Also, little kids, here's a tip if you want mum and dad to listen. Work on your stories. They suck. You're boring.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, let's talk about animals. Animals.
Yes, right. Good.
I'm bringing up animals because a dog called Fuggers has gone viral because he can say hello to his owner. I'm going to play the audio. Every time she comes home from work, opens the door, the little dog says hello.
Come on, I've got you. Some traffic light bags. Greenies go.
Hello. Oh. Hello.
Can, we hear, can I hear it again? All of it?
Come on, I've got you. Some traffic light bags. Greenies go.
That's a hello.
Is that you're a not, dog?
Are you buying it? It's a video, so it's you see on the video the dog says it. Nick, you don't look like
yeah, I don't
a bit sad. Where
England?
Where are they from?
The UK?
Oh, and the dog's even got an English accent. That's
The dog might have had the Pfizer.
Learn how to talk. Can talk. Sweet.
I don't buy it, Boxy.
You don't buy it.
You don't buy it either.
Yes, I do. Really? I totally do. That dog's saying hello. Am I imagining that? That's a hello.
No, you can hear hello.
You can hear hello.
So what
is it a dog, though?
Are you thinking they've doctored it?
Yeah, like remember we had the people from McRae come in and they said that their bird said, Fee, 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 and Byron.
And I still believe them.
I came in for an hour.
Yeah, but the stress for that poor budgie in the studio, the lights, the strange people. No, I felt for that bird.
I had a budgie that could talk. I had two budgies that could talk. Bomber and Chief. Yeah, they could say heaps of stuff.
Like what?
Well, hello, give us a kiss. Where are you going? Say their own name. Chief, 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 Chief.
There we go. See, I do. I felt for those, that poor budgie. Anyway, 131060, this is your chance to not only win an air fryer, but also tell us about an animal's great skills. Maybe it's your animal, someone you know. What can your pet do?
I know a horse that can talk.
Ed?
Of course, of course.
Do you know what Mr. Ed reminds me of? Because when I was a kid, that was being replayed in the morning.
It was the best.
Like the Today Show was on. But then that was back when Channel 10 played like entertainment.
Yeah.
And that was a sick day because it was on at about 9, Mr. Ed.
Mr. Ed.
I'd be lying in bed.
It was a horse that could talk.
Sick. Yes. Sorry, I just got distracted. I've got my daughter in here today and Fev just told her something that she should ask for her birthday, which is really going to hurt me.
Yeah, well, we're talking about animals.
Yeah, we're talking animals and Trixie's obsessed with horses at the moment and he just explained to Trixie how I could get her a horse for her birthday.
Because you said that there's no room in your house for a horse, but I said you can hire paddocks where the other horses are and they become friends. And whenever she wants to go ride it, she can go down to the paddock. Great adventure for the day. Beautiful. And some other lovely person looks after the horse and you get the privilege of riding that horse whenever you want, Trixie.
I've just spent 6 months explaining that she can't have a horse.
But now she can.
A horse is a horse, of course, of course. And no one can talk to a horse, of course. That is, of course,
unless the horse is the famous Mr. Ed.
Or Magic, which will be Trixie's new horse.
We're talking about pets that can do wonderful things, like a talking horse. What can your pet do? There is a pet over in the UK that can say hello to its owner when they come.
Come on, I've got you. Some traffic light bags. Greenies go.
Hello.
Hello.
Sounds like
a parrot. That's a dog. It's a little chihuahua. Anyway.
I had a chihuahua.
You did, Flopsy.
What? Showed me how to play dead.
Yeah, Flopsy had.
Died.
Flopsy.
Got eaten by two German shepherds.
Horrible story.
I've been eaten, Daddy.
No. Okay. Donald.
Cool trick, dog.
From Lovely Banks. I love that. Donald, how are you?
Good. Yourself, Fifi?
I've never heard of Lovely Banks, but I want to go there.
Near Geelong, Boxy.
Oh, I might have to head down. Lovely Banks. What a suburb name. Donald, tell us about your pet. What can they do?
My dog, Penny, she can actually open the front door and she can also, once the window's up, she can figure out to break through the fly screen and jump through the window at night. So when we wake up in the middle of the night sometimes, she's just upstairs and there she is.
She can open the door, Donald.
That's impressive.
That is such an impressive dog. Penny, you've got an air fryer.
Yeah, there we go.
I do see Boxy most, like, you know, movies that dogs open like cages and stuff when they get picked up by the dog, the pound. You know when the dogs come up and they undo the leash and they all run off?
That's right. Yeah. They're movies.
Kids movies. Yeah.
That's 101 Dalmatians and Lady in the Tramp.
Yeah, they still do it.
Thanks, Donald. You got your air fryer. Mark from Narre Warren South. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Fifi, how you going?
Very good, Mark. Mark, what can your pet do?
My dog can cruise down the street with me on a skateboard.
Oh,
yeah.
That's good.
That's impressive. That's worthy of an air fryer, Mark.
Yes, thank you.
Yes. That's impressive. I've seen dogs and stuff in like California on the surfboards and stuff, you know, the big longboards.
Yes.
That's cool.
It is. Dangerous, isn't it?
Well,
they can swim.
Doggy paddle.
Yeah, you're right. Riley in Manda. Hi, Riley.
G'day, Fiona. How are you?
Yeah, good. Riley, what can your pet do?
When you say, you get him to sit down, he can fist bump. So when you say, give me some skin, he can fist bump.
Oh, that's cool.
That is cool. That's what you want in a dog.
That's so cool, Riley. You've got yourself an air fryer.
You reckon you could chuck some pal in there, like make some little pal cakes and cook them up in the air fryer for the dog?
Ooh, so
the
dog
I wouldn't put my dog food where I'm going to put my normal food.
But
separate.
But no, you see, people give their dogs real food these days. It's no longer...
Yeah, that's what Keithy, Alex's dad.
There we go. Yeah, make treats for your dog.
The dog's called Gucci.
Gucci.
Yeah, he doesn't even know what Gucci is. It's just it's a dead set. But he makes that dog like proper eye fillets and he cooks it and gives it like he calls them treaty wheaties. Makes all these it's not well.
Melbourne's 101.9 The Fox.
Yum. Yesterday we were talking about Brisbane getting the 2032 games and how Anastasia Palaszczuk was over there with her mask on, sort of smiling and gloating, and we were thinking, gee, maybe you shouldn't have gone. Like, stay home through the pandemic while the country's struggling. Don't jet off to Tokyo. But oh gosh, so much more has come to light, which now I feel bad because I think Anastasia Palaszczuk has been told what to do. And she made it, there was a suggestion that she and the other
delegates,
like the mayor of the Queensland, is that what he's called?
Mayor of Brisbane.
They all went over for the announcement. Then they said, now we'll go back home. The right thing to do is probably go back home. Country's struggling and we'll watch the opening ceremony from our bedrooms at home. Well, no. She's been told by the Australian Olympic Committee President John Coates in a public press conference. This, unfortunately, was seen by everybody. This is the equivalent of the principal at school humiliating and dressing down a student who came to school and didn't have their tie on right.
You are going to the opening ceremony. I'm still the deputy chair of the Canada Leadership Group. And so far as I understand, that there will be an opening and a closing ceremony in 2032, and all of you have got to get along there and understand the traditional parts of that, what's involved in an opening ceremony. So no, none of you are staying behind and hiding in your rooms, all right?
It was a great dressing down. I loved it. Because John Coates has been amazing for Australian sport, what he's done in the Olympic Committee, and to get Brisbane, which he would have pushed long and hard for, to go to the Olympics and go to the opening ceremony and closing ceremony as a nation that's going to get the hand over the baton for when they have the Olympics, it's paramount that you're there. Mm. It's disrespectful to the Olympic Committee, to the Olympic people, that if you don't go, it's like, oh, hey, I'm going to rock up, get my gift, and then leave.
And then leave, yes.
Yeah, you got to be there. So,
but who's doing that? Who has to be talked into going to the Olympics? No, I was going to stay in my room and eat the weird flavoured Kit Kats we got over
well,
here.
Well, the talk was because of the pandemic, we're in a different world now, that she was going to just leave, which would have been the right thing to do maybe for Australians. But no. While you're over there, you got to go and do all these things because that's just what you have to do.
No, she's got to represent Australia at the Olympics as a fan. She needs to be drunk, screaming out, getting into a fight, a possible arrest.
101.9 The Fox.
And what a special treat for today. It is Air Fryer Day. All callers on the show get an air fryer. And also Friday, we're going to check in with a good friend of ours, Matt Preston. Matty, how are you?
Fee, I'm very well. How are you going, Nick? Nice to talk to you, Brendan.
Hello, Matthew.
We have to talk, Brendan. We have to talk.
You do, because can we refer to this? We put up a post the other day about Fev trying to shred.
I thought we were talking about how Carlton smacked Collingwood.
We'll get to that. There's lots of things to talk about, Matt, aren't there? But no, you commented on our page and said that you were happy to help him and he should use one of your cookbooks. In actual fact, we've got
more,
one of the cookbooks here.
It wasn't so much that. It was, I know it's a challenge, and I Nick's face when Brendan said he had been shredding, and the look of disbelief that actually anything had happened at all, made me feel that maybe there was a slight disconnect in Brendan's calorie deficit, shall we say.
Are we getting fat shamed?
No, absolutely not. No, I think Nick was trying to do that, and I thought it was quite cool.
Thank you, Matt. Yes,
brother, my heart went out to you, and I
thank
thought
you.
You know, look, it's hard when you start cooking because maybe you don't know some of the tricks, some of the little ways that you can make stuff that's, you know, basically just lettuce taste nice.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Well, you put heaps of oil and seasoning on everything.
Yeah, and that's exactly.
And cream.
Yeah, that's right. And butter and lots of cheese.
Yeah, lots of cooking cream.
Do you know what we do, Matt? In fact, you've actually sent in more. Your wonderful book.
Already
got this, Matt. And yeah. I'm going to recommend the zucchini nests with eggs, kale, capers, and olives.
Yeah, easy. And you know what it is, and I think that the secret, Brendan. And obviously, I'm absolutely an expert in cooking. I'm so not an expert in shredding. I don't think. The only thing I've shredded is a cabbage in my life. but But you know what you're going to do, Brendan? You've got to find ways of replacing all that delicious fat, cream, sugary stuff with other flavour. Whether you replace it with texture, crunchy, crispy, or roasty and toasty, or whether you just add flavour in terms of things that aren't going to smash you, you know?
Well, I'll give you a little tip. I am a condiments man. I don't care about the crunch or the what. I'm all about the spice and the flavour, and that's what makes my mouth pop.
Brilliant. Well, you just gotta. Gary Megan's got a beautiful recipe for fermented, for like a chili sauce that has no sugar in it at all. That will be your best friend. You put that on everything. You just it's great. You're cooking. You just gotta. The dangers in those bottles, which you don't actually know what's actually gone in there. It's something like, you know, for example, a jam. A jam's 50% sugar. You know, this is for a man who's wanting to regain his Coleman winning best.
Oh, stop it.
You know,
Matt.
You've just turned 40. I know, and there's a moment.
This is my life. Well,
Matt, for a man that is trying to retain his best and all the lovely things you just said, it's 10 to 8, and already this morning he ate pretty much a whole ball of raw pasta dipped in sour cream chili.
Well, that's what I was going to get to, the raw pasta boxy, because we didn't like it. But then we added the sweet chili, Philadelphia, the sour cream, and and what was the cheese?
The cheese, all for breakfast.
And then I had a wrap as well.
Your danger here is this terrible thing called the golden paradigm or the golden triangle, and that is anything that has equal amount of fat and sugar, probably balanced with salt, is gonna send you into paroxysms of pleasure. I mean, it's why donuts are so good.
Yeah,
it's why cake is so good. And I think the real worry, and this is my great, Achilles heel, is those scary things. Like, it's great. You can have some lovely thin bit of bread, but with the bread comes the peanut butter, comes the honey, comes a thick layer of butter, and this is your danger, Brendan. But the question you got to ask yourself is, does it really matter? aren't you just gorgeous as you are?
Well, Matt, at the age of 29, man, when I went into a rehab clinic and retired, sacked twice by two clubs, that was when I thought to myself, it doesn't matter. I don't care if I get fat. I enjoy my food.
But you did it so elegantly. I believe it was described as a train wreck filmed by Del Toro.
Now I'm Puffin' Billy.
Yeah, that's
I am just a happy person that loves food, loves playing.
It's so nice to talk to you, Matt. So good. How are you going in lockdown at the moment? What are you doing?
I think like everybody, you just try and keep busy and keep your mind off what's going on. I've been editing a new book, which I've just spent the last 8 months writing.
So is that why you dished off the old one to me?
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. terrible. And I've also been filming all these little videos and getting my mates to film videos with recipes and just putting them up online for free for people on Instagram at a site called lockdownkitchen.com.au.
It was kind of the idea.
Hopefully that will be a site would last for the idea. We do the site for a month and then we'd all be okay.
Eight months later,
it's like still going on. So they're all there for people to get some more inspiration. Really, just trying to keep yourself busy.
Just quickly, mate. Just quickly, one more for me about food. Now, there's two big superstars in the world at the moment that are addicted to KFC, Chris Hemsworth and myself. Now, I have a problem. I keep going past KFC and I can't stop. I have to go in there and get the KFC $10 for 10 tenders. Now, how do I replace that? What dish can I replace? Because they are the best.
There's a really great recipe. You probably should use, if you're in a bodybuilder routine, we'd be using breast here because breast is a third of the fat thighs. But honestly, get thighs, chop them up into six pieces, melt a little bit of butter, just a tiny bit of butter, because you're going to like the butter. Toss those thighs in melted butter, pieces of thighs in melted butter, and then toss those in panko breadcrumbs, bake them in the oven. And what you then get is the little bit of butter fools you into thinking that those crunchy golden nuggets actually are fried when they're just baked. And we all know that baked's better than fried. You find that recipe online. It's really easy and it's great for the kids. you just got to avoid the sweet chili sauce and the sour cream.
And the aioli and the
you want to slather across it.
Well, Matt, I was just about to ask. I've got a 10-day-old baby at home, already back at work, whatever. And I've got to cook some meals that are quick and easy around the house. I wanted to, but now I know. Nuggets for everyone. That's happening tonight.
Nuggets are really good. The whole thing, once you've got the sign in the fridge, you can then, what you put on it for you, literally some sweet chili sauce, some chopped coriander, toss the bits of chicken in that. And no, not for you, Brendan. Oh. No, bad boy down.
Have you seen Nick?
Nick is gorgeous. He's got the beard. He hides everything.
Yeah. That's what you need.
You can't see, Matt.
That's how you trick people. You grow your beard out, then you just trim the beard, and people go, man, you're looking good. You go, thank you. Still a disaster.
That's right, from hobo to boho in
Matt, it's right, always book, a brother. Pleasure. Thank you for helping the boys today, and look forward to seeing you when we can.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic. Stay well.
See you, legend. Bye. Thanks, mate.
Thank you, Matty Preston.
Bye. Fifi, Bev and Nick are the clear choice for your drive to work. And the clear choice when comparing builders is Fairhaven Homes. Fair and transparent service, clear from the start. Visit fairhavenhomes.com.au.